Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
It is 18 after on this Friday. 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Still to come today, Megan Barth will be here to break down the week. A busy week it has been. The president having had CEOs from many big corporations into the White House yesterday to talk more about tax policy and how to make sure that the American economy begins working for more people and sooner. So we'll do that sooner as opposed to later. That should go much better. And get to that. All right, Sean Spicer dealing with all sorts of questions yesterday, and Ryan Priebus and Steve Bannon at CPAC. In fact, let's go with that first. It was kind of interesting because there's this whole dialogue that Ryan Priebus and Steve Bannon, of course, Steve Bannon formerly of Breitbart, and Ryan Priebus, the former chair of the RNC, now respectively the chief of staff is Priebus, and Stephen Bannon is a key, advisor to the president. And there's all this conversation about how they dislike each other. But at CPAC, they certainly didn't show any of that. They seem to be two people that share an office that seem to be okay. Maybe it was just an act, but if it was, it was a pretty good one. It's clip 9, Ryan Priebus and Stephen Bannon. Clip 9, go.
I think the biggest misconception is everything that you're reading. We share an office suite together. We're basically together from 6:30 in the morning until about 11 o'clock at night.
I have a little thing called the war room. He has a fireplace with nice sofas. Reince is indefatigable. I mean, it's low key, but it's determination. The thing I respect most, and the only way this thing works, is Reince is always kind of steady. He's got Katie and some other people around him. It's very steady.
I think that he is very dogged in making sure that every day, the promises that President Trump has made are the promises that we're working on every day, number one. Number two, he's incredibly loyal. Immigration, protecting the sovereignty of the United States, putting a wall on the southern border, making sure that criminals are not part of our process. These are all things that 80% of Americans agree with, and these are all things that President Trump is doing within 30 days.
And as you can see there, we leave it right there. As you can see there, these two seem to get along pretty well, much better than I thought. Let's go to Gary. He's standing by in Grand Rapids on the hotline. Gary, welcome to the program.
Good morning. I appreciate your program every day. I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
My question is, we talk about Gorsuch, but when are we going to go to work on confirming him?
You know, he's that process will start, I think, in probably about 30 days or less. There's a process to this whole thing, Gary, as there usually is in Washington. And do they run things in Washington the way you and I would? No, they don't, which is why Donald Trump is there to shake things up a little bit. But I believe, you know, right now he's making his rounds. He's shaking hands with senators that are going to be critical to his confirmation to the Supreme Court. Getting to know people, the same reason we had his former law clerk on the program here just a little bit ago, so that people can know him, Gary.
Well, I wish they would have to abide by the rules that you and I live by, Steve. That's about all I have to say.
Well, Gary, I appreciate it. I wish they did too, my friend. Thank you for checking in. Greatly appreciate it. I think that if we could get Washington to abide by the rules that the rest of us do, it'd be a much different world now, wouldn't it? Be a much different world, no question about that. All right, so Ryan Priebus and Steve Bannon, back to much better in public than you would ever expect. I mean, you wouldn't think that was a relationship that was very good if you listen to the media, which is why you have to be careful. You have to be careful about where you trust for your media sources, and I truly believe that. Of course, now another big battle cry is that Donald Trump's administration has gone back to protect Title IX and rolled back some of the Obama administration's rules when it comes to transgender bathrooms and those issues and everything go back to Charlotte, North Carolina, and that whole mess back out in the open again because the administration says this is a state's rights issue. This is something the state should be paying attention to. Sean Spicer addressed that yesterday during the press briefing. I'd like to have that so you can hear exactly what's coming from the administration. Clip 13 on transgender bathrooms. Go.
The president was asked at one point, Caitlyn Jenner was in Trump Tower, and he said, that's great. That's consistent with everything he said. It's a states' rights issue. And that's entirely what he believes, that if a state wants to pass a law or a rule or an organization wants to do something in compliance with the state rule, that's their right. But it shouldn't be the federal government getting in the way of this. I mean, if you look at this, the law that was passed in 1972 did not contemplate or consider this issue. Number two, the procedure for this guidance letter that was done through the Obama administration was not properly followed. There was no comment period. There was no input from parents, teachers, students, or administrators. I mean, there's a reason in August of last year that the court enjoined this. Because it hadn't followed the law and it hadn't the procedure, the comment period and the solicitation of opinions and ideas wasn't followed. It was jammed down the process. And so we're actually following the law on this one. I think that we do have to recognize that children do enjoy rights from, you know, anti-bullying statutes that are in almost every state. And that there's a difference between being compassionate for individuals and children who are struggling with something, wanting to make sure they're protected, and how it's being done.
So students are being protected. He's right about the anti-bullying statutes and other concerns. Of course, the left will take that as something different, that, you know, they're attacking those in the LGBTQ community and that sort of thing. And so, but, you know, that's why I put these comments out there, so you can decide for yourselves. Less filter, more truth, more common sense. When we come back, we'll do a little bit of news. Then we'll come back with Megan Barth to finish up our Friday. I'm sure she's into about her fourth cup of coffee already. So that should be good. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Your comments still welcome at 888-900-9966.